me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Hello and welcome to the Last Week in AWS podcast. There were a whole bunch of content pieces put out by AWS last week, like more than normal, but so many of them were just, look, I don't want to call them drivel, but they weren't at all relevant or interesting to almost anyone. This happens every year post reInvent, but it's still a bit disheartening to see. Onward! Introducing concurrent account provisioning operations for AWS Control Tower. Aw, man, now what am I supposed to do for most of an afternoon now that my "it's provisioning" excuse has been so rudely taken from me? This is a nice quality of life enhancement. AWS Cost Anomaly Detection now supports percentage-based thresholds. This is the way. I care less about a $100 surprise charge when the baseline for the bill is $20,000 a month than I do when it's normally $7. AWS Trusted Advisor adds new fault tolerance checks. I wish Trusted Advisor didn't require $100 a month or more in support charges per account per month in order to get at what can basically be done via a number of open source tools already. Heads up, Amazon S3 security changes are coming in April of 2023. And this is wonderful. Someone over on S3 remembered that the first S stands for simple, and they're taking steps to get there. Just be aware that it's happening. LaunchDarkly's journey from ingesting 1 terabyte to 100 terabytes per day with Amazon Kinesis data streams. This one sent me spiraling, since that would be inordinately expensive at a level that would bankrupt LaunchDarkly based upon their funding history in less than a year. It turns out that the real problem with this was, in fact, that I cannot perform simple arithmetic. It would indeed be crushingly expensive to send a zettabyte a month into Kinesis, but that's not what they're doing. Oops.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again.
Visualizing the impact of AWS Lambda code updates. Wait. This is the amount of manual work you have to do in order to simply get a deploy happened at this time marker in your CloudWatch dashboards? Really? And finally, new AWS CLI V2 Docker images available on Amazon ECR Public. I have been using the official AWS CLI Docker image on Docker Hub for literally years. The fact that this didn't exist on ECR Public until now is a prime example of so many Amazon Basics style offerings being incredibly weak versions of what customers actually want. If even Amazon itself couldn't be bothered to use ECR Public for years, why on earth should any of its customers? And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Much more to come.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.